Eikev, section 9:10. So the first section here is the Art of Listening, part one. The first part is really shaft to last week's parsha, to the Veschanan, or to Shema Yisrael. And here the Tikkuni Zohar brings, and we mentioned this before, she's braces for Elokim, Se'um, Arom, Enechem, Uru'u, Mi, Bara, Eile. Right, the Pasuk says, right, turn your eyes heavenward, Uru'u, Mi, Bara, Eile. Who is the Mi who made all the Eile? Me and Eile, Akuf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he called. That is the job description of the person. Is to look around and to realize it's the source to everything. Mi bar la'ele su'um arom enichem. Right, pasuk also in the last end of last week's haftorah. Right, is record is Rashi Tevos Shema Da Kriya Shema. Right, Rashi Tevon de Shema. So the idea of what he called even when we're talking about looking out at the world, we're talking about analyzing and putting it together in what we call Shmiya. Mm-hmm. Right? It's Umarom Enechem, yet it's Shmiya.
Mm-hmm.
It's an act of Shmiya. In other words, it's analyzing, putting things together, like we talked about before, that Shema is the Lashon of Shama, Shalos Am, to gather together, right? To gather together the data and to draw conclusions. That's the Bolos O Malchu Shamayim. And to conclude that there is one me behind all the Ela. And of course, once a person recognizes that, right? That means I'm also part of the Ela, right? And there's only one me behind all the Ela. In other words, my existence is what he called is dependent upon his will. He wills, therefore I be. So that's the first step. That's the first step. Then we start our parsha, and it says, "V'haya ekiv tishmunas hamishpatim elu shmatim asisim osam v'shamar Hashem elokecha l'sabris v'sachesed l'sheshva l'avosecha." And then I must add a printing IO error here, anyway, because it's got gibberish here. Right, but what are the ekiv tishmun referring to? Right, the mitzvah she'adam dashba kevav. Right, tishmun. Right, mitzvahs kalos she'adam dashba kevav. The kal mitzvahs that a person tramples on with his heel. His heel is the least sensitive part of his body. Right, that's why the end of days, where people become less sensitive and spiritually sensitive, more spiritually obtuse, as it were. So it's called ikvus ha'mashicha. Ikvus ha'mashicha. Right, aside from all the other things that happen during Ikrus and Mashiach, but also the souls that come down, they say that in the name of Rabbi Melech Milozhensk, that one of the signs of Moshe Mashiach, the idea of the Mashiach is coming, Ikrus and Mashiach, is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will have to send down very thick souls, right, not meaning necessarily that they all bought timberlands, right, and the souls are very thick. They are very thick souls. S-O-U-L-S, as he says, because had the Talmidim and the Baal Shem to have been alive during that time period, they would have dropped dead from Busha. Right? Ikvus of Mashiach, right? Ikvus of Mashiach. But anyway, so Rashi says, if a person keeps, right, he is Shomea, the mitzvos kalos, Sha'adam Dashba Kevav, so then he'll be zochet to what the Pesukim say afterwards. He'll be zochet to all the brachos of Shama, Hashem Lekecho, Lecho, Esafis, Esachesed, Hashem Yishba, Lav, Osecha. So let's take a look. Says the Medrash Tanchuma. It's very interesting. Vaya Ekev, Zeu She'omar HaKosov, Lama Yira Bimei Ra, Avon Akeva Yisubeni. So what he called, he says, Lama Yira Bimei Ra, right? Why should I be afraid, right? Be made raw in difficult times, right? Avon akivai subeni. So the Radak there in Tilim explains, yeah, that the idea that if I'm preoccupied with difficult things that happen, olam hazeh, things are difficult, right? Then what's happened is my whole worldview is going to be one that revolves around what he called, olam hazeh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend less time, as it were, focusing on things that are shaykh to the olam ha'emes, and the result will be avon akeva yisubeni, and what he called the sins of my akev, right? They will surround me. So says the Medrash, Yizbarach Shmo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shanasan Tor Yisrael Sheish Batar Yag Mitzvos Veish Ben Kalos VeChamuros Meshiyesh ben mitzos kalos sheim bnei adam mashgichim behem el shamar shlichin osan tachas ikveim. So the Medrash is explaining lama yirei ra. What do I have to be afraid of? Why? Because avon akiva yisubeni. Because the mitzos that I trample upon with my akiv, they are what it called. They are going to be as it were my undoing. El shamar shlichin osan tachas ikveim klomar shehein kalos. I'm not worried about the mitzvahs chamuros, but Torah shehein chamuros. Mimani misyarim mina mitzvahs akalos. Shema avarti al achas mehem. Imasisi lo asisi. Mimesha haisa kala. In other words, the idea being that what it calls, he's not talking about the idea of transgression per se, because if you're talking about transgression per se, a person can also be nichshol in something that's chamor,
right?
A person can be nichshol in something that's chamor. So then there's more reason to be afraid. But the problem is my attitude is that because it's kal, that's I dealt with it in a frivolous fashion, and that's what I'm afraid of. If I dealt with it in a frivolous fashion because it was kal in my eyes, it wasn't Gil Rashi Shmuel's Tavla Avodah Zara, it wasn't Chilul Shabbos, it was there, or maybe what even could be Chilul Shabbos, but it was a Rabban and whatever it is. I'm afraid of that attitude because I treated it as something kal. Right? I mean, I missed the kal. Shema avarti al achas mehem im asisi im lo asisi mipnei shehaisa kala. Right? He doesn't see. I'm worried that what he called I was nichshol in the vera. Nichshol in the vera is that goes without saying. But because it was kala, therefore I dealt with it in a frivolous fashion. Matal marta evizar b'mitzvah kala kivachamura. That a person should be, as it were, be medakti b'kala v'chamura. Once again, we're talking about over here not that necessarily the kala is as chamur as the chamura, because that would be called kala.
Right.
It's just attitudinally. L'chach omar, lama yirei b'mira. And then he continues, v'haya ekev tishmun zeo shomar akosav v'nechmadim mizahav u'mipazrav, talking about what he called about Torah and mitzvahs, and v'nechmadim mizahav u'mipazrav v'gomer chsiv gam avdecha nisar behem v'shamram ekev rav. Right? So here we're talking about the positive aspects. In other words, we call those things. People say, big deal if I record this essay or this positive, whatever it may be. It's in Drabbanan, whatever, that I'm doing it or not doing it. So there can be a frivolous attitude, right? Either towards what we call negative prohibitions, and those are avona kivai,
mm-hmm.
And then there is what we call, there is the schar to be received from the positive commandments that are also what we call kal in most people's eyes, right? Mitzvot kalos. Right, and that's b'shamram ekev rav. Lefichach ksiv ma rav. Once again, rav ma rav tuvcha shetzafan to the recha zui yischar shel mitzvos kalos. So we're talking about over here attitudinally. So it comes out, right? According to the medrash, and let's see, the Sfas Emes is going to explain it. Recording his derech over here, that the concept of what he called of mitzvos kalos. Right, it's not per se the avera itself or the lack of fulfillment of the mitzvah itself, but rather the attitude that brought me to either being careless with regard to either the lav or the fulfillment of the essay.
Mm-hmm.
So says Barashi mitzvos kalos adam dash merish tanchum v'sham armav ekev rav marav tuvcha v'atan ki mitzvos kalos eino adam ose avur aschar rak lasos ratzon Hashem yizbarach. You know, is what he called. What's got more schar? What's got less schar? the reason what motivates a person to do the mitzvahs kalos is what is to do ratzon Hashem. Afkivada kol b'mida v'yischar yoster shel mitzvah chamura v'kol makom hakadosh baruch hu tzofe in schar chasachar tov l'yireiv haynu hamekayim mitzvosav avur yirasa lo avur aschar. In other words, there is the schar for the mitzvah, in which case, in the schar of the mitzvah, there are mitzvahs more chamuras, mitzvahs more what we call more kalos, etc. Right? But then there is the schar for the attitude. Right? V'shoma v'shoma l'cha. Right? Zabris v'chesed. Right? L'cha yishmor, l'cha avtachosa. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep his avtacha that he made to the avos. V'aklal, ki l'cha yisrael yesh chelik b'olam haba. Everybody's got a chelik b'olam haba. And that chelik b'olam haba is comprised of their fulfillment, or God forbid, that their lack thereof with regard to Torah mitzvahs. U'be'emes b'nei shom yuchadim heim la'kodesh baruch hu. Rak shetzorich ha'odom li'os eitz ala'emes. Right? A person needs to bind himself to the emes, which means I have to do. It's funny you use the word emes over here. L'chol, that's chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, I have to be bound, what do you call the emes? The emes is something which goes from the aleph to mem to tav. In other words, it's a whole package deal. Right? I'm bound to the emes. U'kafi mashe mekarv atzal aderech ha-emes. Right? Aleph to mem to tav. V'meile zocha l'rav tu. Right? Right? So there's what you call, right? There is the level of Gan Eden, the level of Olam Haba, I should say, that shayach to fulfillment of mitzvos, and there is what he called the Rav Tuv, Ma Rav Tuv Chasher Safanta Lirecha, is those who would call attitudinally, right, are plugged in, right? There's also the Rav Tuv. Right, that's what he calls. That's like the difference they talk about in the Mefarshim, talk about the Ben Olam Haba, right? And what he called in Chelik Olam Haba, Bet Olam Haba, Muzuman Lo Olam Haba, right? They're different dargas, right? Like they say, you know, Haruge Malchus, but there's no one else than the Chitzasan, because they're a different, you know, they're a different level. So that being the case, so the right. Let's just follow the what we call the thing. There was Vaya Ekiv Tishmaun that came after Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is the global thing, right? Am I living in a universe recalled where I see myself as being because He wills, therefore I be? And that's Shema Yisrael, right? He is the source of everything. He is Echad. And I am. So that's the first step. The second step is it would be called in terms of shmiras hamitzvos, right? In other words, to accept the whole package, not to put myself on top and say, well, this one's more important, this one's less important, etc. This, I'm going to focus on this. Then I'm always focused. I'm implicitly at the center of that universe, right? When I take the whole package because I want to do what Hashem wants me to do, I want to do ratzon Hashem, right? So it's true, one thing is more kal, one thing is more chomer. But I'm not thinking about myself because one is more kal, one is more chomer. What's scars mean for me? As long as I'm focusing on the scar, it's like we say in novels, I'll do kevon misham shem as a rabba manas the kabel pras, right? If your attitude is to be a kabel pras, what's a pras? Pras is something kili cut off, like a prusat lechem.
Right.
So then you've got, then there's a flaw in your avoda. So these are the first stages, what he called of shmia, right? First shmai shol shem lokino. Shemechot, and then Vahaya Ekiv Tishmoon, right? Ekiv Tishmoon. Another idea, right? In this Ekiv Tishmoon, right? And it really fleshes out something, not just in terms of the first part talked about Olam Haba, right? Ma'arav Tuvcha Sher Tzafanta L'Reyecha. The second thing is what we call this next piece of Rashi, the Shama Hashem Lecha as Habris veChesed Yishmor Lecha Haftachaso. So Sfas Emes asks, Pasha Hashem is going to be Shomer His Haftacha. What do you mean? He goes, in other words, he thought, you know, like, you know, guess what? It's April Fool's Day. Was this opposite day? Was this Calvin and Hobbes? That's the Pshat. It's a very interesting thing. He says, just like, this is so fascinating, just like Olam Hazer is designed with the pituy of the Eight Sahara, right here with us, right? And when we are Mizgaber, and we march the beat of Hashem's drum, as opposed to falling prey to the pituy of the Eight Sahara, what happens is that in Shemayim there's also a struggle. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu designed it, even in Shemayim. There's a struggle between the Sarim of the Umos Olam and the Derech HaTeva, and the Hanhaga, which is what we call, which is designed to be generated by focusing on Torah and mitzvot. So what he calls, he said, that's what he called, that's the second thing over here. Now we're talking in terms of Olam Hazer, the Hashkacha is going to be different. So in Rashi says, in this Pasuk, there's going to be a difference in terms of the Schar, Marav Tuvcha Sher Tzafanta L'Reyecha, and also in terms of the Hashkacha that he was Shomer for what he called for the Brisa Avos, is going to be different based upon a person if he's overcome, right? He's overcome his natural desire, which is to what he called to follow the more temporal, Olam Hazer oriented framework of things. So then what he because then in Shemayim that strengthens the Hanhaga of what we call Teva, and the Sarei Umos Olam. If, however, we overcome, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're overcomes with one system or the other. That's the way it's meant to be. There was always meant to be a conflict between the two systems until ultimately the system of what we call it of Torah Mitzvahs overcomes. It's very fascinating. Record in Rashi. So generated by the Shmiya of what he called of recognizing, attaching oneself to the emes of Hashem, one generates an equal and opposite reaction with regard to both one's olam emes, olam haba, and also with regard to hashkacha and olam hazeh. Further. At the end of the parsha, we go, im shamoa tishmu. Once again, Shmiya. Right? Vayayim shamoa tishmu. This is a sfas emes. Right? Kiksiv, right? Lishkodol del sasayish ish beiz psachim. Right? That they recall, there are two, as it were, doorways. Perish b'chol dovar sheniftach tzas hasogel adam tarach achakach liyos pesach beiz l'kabla hasogel keroi. And every time we absorb something, we need to pass through another doorway afterwards. In other words, our tendency generally is what we call, oh, what a brilliant idea. And we sort of mull it around in our mouth like a gumdrop, right? And we enjoy it. And that's it, we go on to the next thing. He says, but no, it has to be, there's got to be two steps. Right? Like oftentimes we've got to be kutchim, right? When he mentions something twice, it's telling you that it's the kuba.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea. The way to make something really stick and to show its importance is there has to be two stages to it. The Kabbalah of the Omach Shemaim, Tchil of Achach Ol Mitzvos. Right? That's the idea of the Kabbalah of Omach Shemaim, and that's what's Ol Mitzvos. And that says the Sfasim is the Vahayayim Shamoa Tishme'u. Right? You know, there's the ultimate fulfillment, the ultimate realization, the concretization, the fulfillment of your Shmiya that you did with Omach Shemaim is through your application of it in Ol Mitzvos. Right? It's not if just you roll around the idea of, oh, he's one, he rules, therefore I be, and that's different from what he called, I think, therefore I am, and what he called, that's all wonderful. And then you continue on, tra-la-la, what he called, down the yellow brick road, or through the looking glass, whichever you prefer, right? But you don't transform it, you don't pass through the next doorway, as it were, v'hayayim shamoa tishma'u. Ol mitzvos is the concretization of one's ol malchus shamayim. The emes he called hasoga mishamayimi. The tzarach akakach adam lekabel hasoga tova zeh hu avodas adam. The kabbalas ol malchus shamayim hu bitul lagamrei lakodesh baruch hu. Right? He's only he wills therefore I be. Vayayim shamoa. Right? In the last line of the, what he called that first paragraph in the bottom one there. Vayayim shamoa hu amsheichus hashpa lepratus. In other words, the transformation of that which I understood conceptually and Shema of Einod Milvado of Shmaya Yisrael Hashem and Kemal Chad of Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim needs therefore now to spread into all of my limbs, otherwise it just remains like a nice idea that sort of disappears with the vapor, the morning dew. So Hashem says on Bechol Mo'odechem, why doesn't it say Bechol Mo'odechem in Vayayim Shemoah?
Mm-hmm.
So he says that the idea is that once again, going back to this idea of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos. In Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim, there's a prioritization, as it were, that Hashem is Einod Malvado. So therefore, if Hashem asks me, right, for what he called, ignore the ma'od, ignore your mamon, right? B'chol mamoncha, right? Ignore it altogether. Fine, I'll ignore it. But since the purpose of Ayayim Shamoah, the whole thrust of Ayayim Shamoah is the transformation of all physical things, right? Through stamping them, through imprinting them with what he called with mitzvos, right? writing, as it were, with your handwriting, that Savta, you're being together with Hashem, Mitzvah, you're being together with Hashem, where, like we said before, the Mem Tzadi in Mitzvah and Atbash is Yud K, so it's really Yud K, Vav K, right? We don't want to say, and therefore ignore all of Olam Hazeh, because what we want you to do is to transform Olam Hazeh, right? So even though, what do you call it, in terms of, even though in terms of the cholavavchem, cholnafshechem, etc., ishnei yitzrecha, right, is applicable also in the plural, and also applicable in the world of kabbalas, all mitzvos, and what do you call it, afilu notos nafshecha, that even you have to be willing to sacrifice your life. But we don't want to say v'chol modeichem, because that would imply what do you call also that within this context also there's no money here. But that the whole idea, there's no money, there are no objects, there's no physicality, right? Call it, ignore all the physicality. But dafka, since the thrust of Kabbalah's all mitzvos is to transform all physicality, so we definitely left that. It's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to leave out v'chol modeichem because of that. It's interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting.
But yeah. The thing that it's not clear why, what the difference is between Yochid and Tzibur.
Right. What's the difference between Yochid and Tzibur? Right. The way he's explaining it, there are those who want to explain the Chomo, there's no Chomo Dechem, because of what do you call it, because of the difference between Yachar and Tzibur. Like the Kliyaka, for instance, says, why is it say v'chol mo'odecha? Yesh Adam, right? Yesh Adam, shechav v'lov mamono yosir migufo. I'm not saying that he already explained it, but what do you call it? But that's what Chazal say.
Right.
That's what v'chol mo'odecha. He says, but so you see that's a yotzei dofen situation. That's not a norm.
Mm-hmm.
There is a person whose money is more important to him than his life. Therefore, we tell of an individual. That's what Kliyaka wants to explain why there's no v'chol mo'odecha. But the tzibur, it's not shayach. What he calls, you have to tell whether there'd be somebody who here would actually act, but the whole tzibur would put their money before their, what do you call, before their what do you call, their lives. And then, so once you told me that before that his lives are going to be given up, so certainly what do you call people give up their money? That's what the Kliyaka wants to sense. Once again, he's trying to explain why there's no v'chol mo'odechem based upon the first parsha being written by Yochid, the second parsha being by Rabbi. But the way the Sfas is explaining it, it's because the first parsha is addressing Omachu Shamayim. Right, and Omar Hushamayim, the Chomo Odecha is telling me what he called it, and recall all of the your money, all of the mode is what he called in terms of your recognition, what he called that Hashem trans, what he called Hashem allegiance to Hashem, Kabbalah Zom Hushamayim, what he called transcends all this. He says what he called ignore all of Olam Hazeh. Say ignore all of Olam Hazeh, but since the thrust of a Kabbalah all mitzvahs is to what he called is actually to transform Olam Hazeh, so it'd be right self-contradictory to put in the idea of a Chomo Odechem.
Mm-hmm.
So two different approaches, right? Is it because of the Yochid Rabim issue, or is it because of the Kabbalah Soma Choshamayim and Kol Mitzvot? Let's just synopsize what he called two other aspects over here, two very fascinating Meshech Chochmas, right? Two fascinating Meshech Chochmas on Birchas HaMazon.
Mm-hmm.
The first Meshech Chochmah basically talks about the idea of what it comes down to really is why is it Birchas HaTorah? I mean, it gets a little involved, but really cool. Why is it Birchas HaTorah, which is before, right? Before you learn, that's D'oraisa, and the D'oraisa of benching is after, right? Birchas HaNenim before is what he called is Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. Right, and so too there is Nebuchal Nebaracha, right, that you say after you learn.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that the idea, the concept of brachos, as it were, is what he called to maintain, right, called equilibrium. He says before, after you've eaten, right, a person can become full of themselves. And it's not just an expression of thanks.
Mm-hmm.
It is a preventative measure. The world of brachos, right. The world of brachos is really meant to, as it were, to rectify or to prevent something that might damage our relationship with Hashem from taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So after you eat and you're full, like the Gemara says, most averas come out from a full belly, right? You're full of yourself, you're full of where you've got a full belly, you're self-satisfied, etc. So therefore we want to make sure that you don't allow that attitude to settle in, therefore bench. You're full, bench. Okay. In Birchas HaTorah, it's what you call it, if it was just a matter of thanks, so we could say before, we could say afterwards, but it's preventative. If the learning of Torah transpires, right, just because of what we call lola shema attitudes, right, then the learning of the Torah becomes, right, vasamtem, right? For some people it's an elixir of life, and some people it's an elixir of death. For some it's a samachayim, for others it's a samamavis. So in order to prevent damage from taking place in learning, the bracha takes place first, right? The bracha takes place first. And in food, the bracha takes place afterwards, because both those are preventative. Right? And the nature of brachas, the brachas are not just the thanks. The brachas are what he called are a measure, are a methodology by which we prevent damage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What he called to a person's spiritual wood from taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Find the last Meshech Chokmah, famous Meshech Chokmah. Of what he called once again in if we're examining things again, this is first Meshech Chokmah was also an art of listening, right? An art of listening. And this is what he called it. What do I have to be careful from, right? In my spiritual world, I have to make sure that my learning is got the right attitude before I start. Otherwise, it can be very damaging. It can become a sama mavis for me. In the physical world, I have to make sure that after I've what he called I've felt my physicality that were reinforced. Through eating, I have to make sure that doesn't damage me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Once again, this is recalled. This is to open a person's eyes and ears as he travels through the world. Where are the tiger traps? Right? Where are the tiger traps? Where are the hidden bungee stakes? Right? On the road of life. That's what he called. That's the first Meshech Chokmah. So once again, this is an art of observing, listening, sort of like Se'um Orom Enichem, right? Urumi Vora Eila, right? Which Kushma, what we call of gathering together data and drawing conclusions of how I should approach things, how should I look at the world, so to also over here, where are, how should one analyze the potential pitfalls or potential, as I said before, tiger traps of life? Learning the brachas before, with eating, the brachas afterwards. And finally, the last thing is what he called is attitudinally how we look upon history. And he talks about the bracha of what he called Hatova Metiv. Tova Metiv, right? Hazanis Hakol, Moshe Rabbeinu introduced what he called in the Midbar with the man. And Allah Aretz Al Amazon, Yoshua introduced, right, when they came to Eretz Israel, Allah Aretz Al Amazon. And David and Shlomo is responsible for what he called for Hashuas Hashchina. But then you come to the stage of life which we've been in now for 2,000 years, yeah, right? We're cast into the gullus, and the person can feel as though like the Gra says, the purpose of the gullus is like are being taken out into the kever and being buried, recalled, and the nations of the world are like the maggots and the worms that consume our flesh. They physically and spiritually, etc. So a person can feel as though he's been cast off. The last bracha of Birchas HaMazon, which is introduced after the Haruge Beitar, right? After Haruge Beitar, neither did they rot, and they finally were given to be recalled. Because bracha reigns that a melech of chesed should come and allow them to be buried. It shows that even under the trying times of the Golos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not abandon us. Right, and that's the bracha of Atova Meitiv, the final bracha, the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon. So one could look at what he called of our being, you know, after the world of Golos, which is basically what even the Chachamim came to Yechezkel Navi, and they said, you know, Isha Shagir Shabayla, after the first korban, a woman has been divorced by her husband, or an eved who's been sent away by his master. Does he have any relationship? And Yechezkel says to him, no. The Ribono Shel Olam says, I'm going to be your melech. You can never leave. Our relationship is not dissolved. It's in a state of Hester Panim, but our relationship is not dissolved. So the Brikul, the last, as it were, the last bracha of Birchas HaMazon, once again, is looking out, as the Chachamim taught us, to look out into history, right? And while at the one hand we've gone through terrible times, but to recognize, right, by the same token also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not abandoned us. He's not abandoned us, right? We're still here. And that's the mice is something also in the Parsha, right? Akela Godel Agibo Vanor. I didn't put it over here, but that's also in the Parsha. The three Shvachim of that we use in Shmona Esrei, right? That also, it evolved. Prior to the destruction of the bias, right, the Gvur of Hashem was seen as he overcame our enemies, right? The Ros of Hashem was seen by his divine presence being in an almost inexplicable fashion in our midst, right? What do you call it? That you could feel, you could experience the Shechin in our midst of the Beis HaMikdash, primarily Aron, which we call, Chazal says Oseos, what do you call Nora, right? Kael, Agoro, Akibor, but Nora, but now there's no more Aron. And now they would call Hashem is our enemies are bashing us. So where is his Gvura? Where is his Noras? Like the Gemara says in Yuma, Samach Tes, that the Gvura of Hashem is seen in that he is Kovish is Ratzon to destroy these enemies of the Jewish people because the time is not ripe. It's not ripe for us. It's not ripe in terms of the world. He's Kovish is Ratzon, even though it's a Zilzul to him. Right, he's on Gibar Kovash as Yitzro. Hashem does not Yitzer. It's Kovash Ritzono. It's a bizuy to Hashem. Right, that these blasphemers continue, and yet they call no. His gvura is turned inwards, right, rather than outwards. And his noros is Eich Uma Achas Yicholis Kaim Ben Shivim Umos or Eich Kipsa Achas Yicholis Kaim Ben Shivim Zevim. The noros, the awesomeness of Hashem, is seen through the survival of Jewish people. So. Right, so Akiv is all about, really, in a lot of different ways, you know, attitudes, approaches, how to see things, how to hear things, etc. We should use it well. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.